Right now, Peter Rosenberg joins us. Peter, what's going on, man? Thank you for making time. I know we're moving you around a little bit.
It's all good. What up? What up?
What's up, brother?
How you feeling with without knowing who the starting quarterback is going to be Sunday?
I don't feel that way. I do know who the starting quarterback is going to be. It's Marcus Mariota. So
you think so?
I do. I do. I think that's the right move. I do. I can't really think of a world in which you tell me it's a bruised ribs. You're telling me week to week, not day to day. The first words we heard, I think that you texted me when I hit you up, JP, was week to week. And if the kid is week to week, do you want to rush him back for the Bears defense? I think this year is not about what I think should make this team different is about making all the right decisions, right? And we're sitting at 5-2. I believe they'd actually have a pretty good fighting chance with Mariota. I don't see why out of division game you bring the kid back if there's any chance it's too soon. And to me, it just feels like based on what we've seen. And, guys, the Vegas number has been telling me all week he's not going to play. That's what Vegas has been telling us. So I lean towards Mariota is playing, and I think that would probably be the right decision.
But I think what it is, though, Peter, this is a situation where, and I agree with you in that they would make the right decisions, but this is a pain threshold thing. And some dudes are different. And I sent JP a clip from him in college where dude had cracked rib, dude went and played, and balled the hell out. If he went out there with a cracked rib and played, he could handle pain.
Because you know certainly more than I do about injuries like this. Is that the only concern? It's simply just pain threshold, no worry of furthering injury?
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't know if they're talking to – if the doctor said you can injure yourself more. If he can injure himself more, he's not going to play. They're not going to let him play. Because I believe in like what John Thompson always said, you got to protect certain players from themselves, you know. And I think he's the type of guy, just like Allen Iverson, if he thinks he can go, he wants to go. But you got to hold that guy back. But the ultimate thing is, if they're saying you can't be hurt anymore, where it's just a thing where, you know, you got to let the pain subside, I will see him on the field.
Yeah, and I would probably change my take in that sense too, and I wouldn't worry about it in the same way. If it's a pain threshold thing, well, and listen, and also the only other piece about the pain threshold is with the ribs in particular. If that pain prevents you from throwing the ball properly, that can also be a secondary thing where maybe JP you can get through the pain, but it's making you pull up a little bit on big throws, and that could be a problem too.
Well, yeah. Dude, that's why I think. DQ has been so – the one – Quinn has been pretty squirrely about any real details, right? And frankly, I understand that. But the one thing he's been pretty clear about is I got to see Jaden be Jaden before I even consider anything. Mm-hmm. And if you have a guy like Daniels – because let's be real, he is skinny. Like, he's not – if you have a guy like Daniels and all of a sudden – he's a pocket passer without his mobility and without the electric, accurate arm that can hit you from multiple arm angles, you're setting him up for failure, right? Like, one, you're not letting him have his full skill set, and two, then he might get rocked in the pocket even more so. So I think that's why – I don't know that he'll actually practice, right? But, like, I won't be shocked if – he's out there in some capacity today because, Dan, listen, the coordinators talk to us before practice, and then DQ doesn't talk to us again until tomorrow after practice. So they give themselves quite a window of not having to answer any questions about it. And they let him test it. I don't think he needs to practice to play, but I think they want to see him run, throw a little bit, and then have a day afterwards to see how he feels.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, there's two things you have to protect him from. You have to protect him from further injury. And I do think you also want to protect him, as you were just sort of alluding to, from a really bad game. Like, there's no point at this stage of his career where everything is going so well. I don't want to just have a game, even if he doesn't get injured, where he gets knocked around, he throws interceptions, he's not himself. Wouldn't you be better off just having a fully healthy? By the way, if Mariota had played like garbage last week, we are having a different conversation. But Mariota, who we all know who he is, and the fact is, I've been really praising him quite a bit. I've been reminding people up here in New York, and granted, the Jets have one in Tyrod Taylor, but man, last year they did not. The benefits of having at least a professional quarterback, Marcus Mariota is a professional. He obviously works well in the Kingsbury system. Mm-hmm. So, guys, I would go into the game with Mariota believing that we could win the game. I wouldn't be sitting there watching going, oh, we got no chance. Listen, the Bears' defense is great, guys. The one knock on the Commanders is we've beaten some tomato cans. That's the same knock on the Bears.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So why not? You're telling me there's no chance? I don't think we're going to get torn apart by Chicago. So I'm kind of feeling good either way. I'm really grateful that the Daniels injury wasn't worse. I'd say the only real negative I've been left with over the last couple of days was having to accept the fact that even though the injury was fortunately not that bad, we do have to accept that, like, the probably the biggest fear in the mind of all of our heads is that, will this kid get hurt? And in week 7, he did. And we have to hope that it was just kind of a random freakish thing and not going to be something that starts happening regularly. It certainly felt like, from the kind of play that it was random and freakish. But I do think we also have to own the fact that he got hurt week 7. Let's see how this thing goes.
I think what was Baldy said yesterday, if you look at every year, rarely any quarterback plays 17 straight games. They all miss something. So that's why it doesn't faze me that much, because this game of football, we can sit up here and hope all we want. No one is going to play every game and probably not get. If we go look through the history of the NFL, you may get an offensive lineman that might have played every play, and that's amazing in itself. I don't think every quarterback ever played every play.
No.
Yeah, I mean, no, last year, a guy like Stroud, I think, played 15.
I missed
15.
One game in 14 years, and I played the worst position you could possibly play not to get hurt.
Right. Stroud last year played 15 out of 17. I think, Peter, you're right that the only concern I thought was real about Jaden coming out of the draft, I thought a lot of the, like, can he throw to the middle of the field and the sack, the pressure to sack stuff, I thought a lot of that was conjured up nonsense. But he's got a thin frame, and these are pro football players, right? And I think until we start to see, like, to me, I think you just got to give it more time, right? Like, all right, man, if in 3 seasons he's averaging about 13 games a season, then yeah, that may be an issue. But I think if this ends up being he misses a game, comes back, and is balling for another 2 months, and then maybe has to miss one more, I think that's fairly standard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, no, listen, of course.
Like a guy like Matt Stafford gets beat up. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, I mean, to be Mitch's point, I'm always looking up people's stats. I'll say, whenever I'm doing my show, I'm always looking up. You never, never see quarterbacks who just play 17 games a year. Like, it really does not happen. So, absolutely, it's completely normal. It's just like, okay, at some point we're going to have to check the box that he's hurt. And we did have to check that box. You know what I'm saying? It happened.
Yeah, for sure.
And And now if there's another one, we go, ah, damn it, that's number two. So, like, that's all. But, like, no, it certainly doesn't. I'm not freaked. I didn't freak out in the moment. I was kind of like, you could tell by the play it wasn't good. You could also tell it likely wasn't anything terrible. And then, again, you just got to give kudos to Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler and Marcus Mariota and Terry and the protection, too. I mean, they kept the thing moving, man. Like, here's the bottom line. We have beaten up tomato cans badly. I got news for you guys. Really good teams beat up tomato cans.
There you go.
Other tomato cans play neck and neck with tomato cans. You know how I know that? Because we've always been a tomato can.
Right.
But when you're a good team, when you're like a real deal team, you throttle those teams. And we are, I mean, me and my co-host Don LaGreca, we both picked the Commanders last week. We were like, yo, is Vegas broken? What are you doing? 9.5 points, they're going to win by 30. And that's exactly what they did. And you can't stop being impressed by that's what this team is right now.
Absolutely. You fired up for Wizard Celtics tonight?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little more focused on 425 Sunday. Now, listen, man, shout out to the Wizards. Shout out to everybody who has to get in the way of the Celtics. I feel very good. I feel very good about this Celtics team, man. They're going to be
Celtics
really,
are laying
really good.
Two touchdowns tonight. Game one, Wizards home Wizards opener, and the Celtics are laying two touchdowns.
That is a huge number.
That's a lot of points, man.
Yeah.
And you know, all I want to do is bet the Wiz in that situation. You get two touchdowns in your opener. But all the money and the numbers I like to look at say to take the Celtics, which is nuts. It's crazy. Thank you for making time for us, brother.
All right, guys. Let's get another one. Have a good weekend.
All right, bro.
Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Fired up for 425 Sunday, Bears Commanders.